Marlena Davidson is with us today, talking about the Prime Minister's State of the Nation speech, more research into children needing work to put food on their whānau table. Housing is still a major concern for the Greens co-leader. Thank you for your time again. Te tuhine, kia ora anō, hoki mai.
Morena Dale, kia ora koutou.
What's on your mind?
Oh, it's what's not on Mutton's mind, I think, is what's on my mind. So barely a mention of climate change and any action, barely a mention of protecting the environment, but lots of decisions to destroy it. And then rather than any solutions for those big challenges, just choosing to blame and punish beneficiaries as a distraction away from the real issues, which is an unfair tax system where we tax those who own, but not those who earn, but not those who own. So that's a little bit of what's on my mind at the moment, Dale.
Look, I understand. Yeah, climate change was not really touched on here. The poke at the beneficiaries just appealed to middle ground New Zealand, those who helped to put him into power. But I'm reminded that 83% of Māori didn't vote for this coalition arrangement, or those are the figures that were shared with us this morning by Debbie. Do you concur with that? Is that how you read what occurred in the election at the back end of last year?
I agree. He's not talking to Māori at all. He couldn't be shoved, to be honest. He's not concerned about what Māori think. It's not just Māori either, though. The benefit sanctions that are being pulled back in are going to punish all people who are disabled, are going to punish all children living in poverty through their families, and removing. And, you know, the thing here is these benefit sanctions do not work. They just are a cruel punishment to make things harder for people who are already struggling, and they actually fail to support people into employment that will make a positive life change. I'm worried about disabled people, for example, being forced into employment that just will not support their livelihoods and their needs at all, and that will actually just make things worse. So, you know, he's been very, very clear about who and what he cares about. It's not climate change. It's not protecting the environment. And it is not supporting people who need the most support. Instead, he is distracting away from those big issues. And I'm proud that the Green Party has consistently been clear with the solutions about what we stand for, which is all of those things that he's neglected to talk about. So, you know, there's a lot of work ahead of us, Dale. And the main message I want to leave with Whānau this morning is I know those of you who are struggling. I know that this is a kōrero and a narrative that has been put out there that is purposefully designed to dehumanise our whānau, to destigmatise, to stigmatise our whānau, to blame and treat them with cruelty. And it's just unacceptable. And so I will, and the Green Party will always have your back, will always fight and speak out against cruelty.
Tēnā koe. What's the gender split for the Greens' support base? Any idea there? Because I want to talk about you and Chloe as a partnership, not romantically, but politically. What's the gender split for support for the Greens that you're aware of, Marama?
It's generally been for quite some time. We've certainly had a strong support from women, absolutely across the board, women, but particularly younger women, and even for nannies like myself, Dale, my own support base mirrors that as well. It's women definitely, and particularly younger women, our generation coming through. You know, but of course we have all genders supporting us. People from all backgrounds are included in our support base. But absolutely, there is a strong support from women, and including young women.
Well, Chloe's looking like the front runner to join you as the co-leader of the party at this stage. I hope I'm not out of step there by saying that. Have you two ever argued?
As a family, yes. Look, the members will make that decision in the next, I think we might have a few weeks left. The members will make that decision. With all of our caucus, the only way that we can operate and function is if we have a safe space for robust discussion, Dale, and that's with all of our MPs. And that's part of what makes our policy and our values strong, is when we debate those issues. With Chloe, I've always been full of nothing but admiration and respect for the positive that she brings to our kaupapa, our profile and our presence, and that's only good for the party.
Well, it does seem to be leaning on us, many of the kaupapa, and there's rampant immigration, as we see. I think there's a piece in the media this morning, 9,000 nurses have left New Zealand in the last 10 months. We just witnessed the biggest influx of people, and look, I recognise too that their parents wanting better opportunities for their kids, but it has changed vastly the demographic of our land, the one that we sort of remember growing up in. And then you've got this leaning into those who are already on struggle street, sanctions for those who don't adhere to WIN's expectations of finding work, even though work is thin on the ground. Fining parents whose kids are truant. I mean, the list goes on, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. One thing I want to say is any flows out of New Zealand, we really, and especially to Australia, we really have to then contend with high wages that Australia is able to offer, where this government, especially in the 100 days, is actually regressing. So they're wanting to take wages back even more so. And so that will be, you know, that's something that we have the political opportunity to change. This government is going backwards. So I don't blame our whānau for wanting to seek better opportunities. But New Zealand could actually fix that.
Your opinion?
Might have just lost you. You still with us there, Marama? Hey, what would you say of Australia, who's built the back of their burgeoning economy off the scraping and raping of the land, that their economic prosperity and wealth has been built off Papatūānuku? And, you know, we dash over there and say, oh, look, the money's so much better here. But ethically and environmentally, they're very sus. Certainly, their race relations history is murky at best. So everyone says, oh, it's so much, you can get so much more money in Australia. Do you think we should sometimes pause and think why?
I think what we can do, Dale, is remember that destroying our environment is absolutely not any sort of mokopuna focus decision. It will destroy our economy, it will destroy our whakapapa responsibilities, and what we can do here in Aotearoa is actually focus our growth and our industries around conserving and protecting our place while having a fairer tax system and redistributing the wealth that we already have. We have enough Dale to be paying people what they're worth. Here in this country, we have enough here for our prosperity, but we just haven't made decisions to redistribute that wealth. So those are political decisions. They can be made. We just need politicians who have the bravery to make those decisions.
Tēnā koe, Marama. Always need to have a kōrero with you. We'll talk again soon. All the best with the to and froing of Parliament in the coming week. We'll talk next. Mauri ora kia koe, te tuhine.
Aroha mai, Dale. Thank you for putting up with me. He's trying to get in and out of the airport this morning. Aroha mai, and thank you. We'll speak soon.
No, you're always cool there. so willing to talk with us.